A new podcast series is shining a light on challenges of blindness and low vision. People with a lived experience are leading by example in a new audio series designed to support people who are blind or have low vision to maintain their well-being. Don't Eat the Whole Elephant is Vision Australia's newest audio series, and it features people who are blind or have low vision leading the discussion around issues, including mental health problem solving, the changes vision loss brings to your life, and tips for well-being and living an independent life. I'm joined now by Jane Britt from Vision Australia to tell us more. She joins us from Brisbane. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, Jane, first of all, what was the inspiration behind this podcast series?
So the inspiration behind the podcast series was our producer, Stella Glory, heard a podcast episode done by RNIB. And the idea on this podcast was talking about to a health practitioner with low vision about seasonal affective disorder. Stella got to thinking that it would be really great if we had more open discussion about mental health, and particularly mental health for individuals with vision loss. And so out of that, a group of us gathered and this podcast was born.
The title, Don't Eat the Whole Elephant, break that down for us.
Yeah, sure. So Don't Eat the Whole Elephant. One of our podcast participants came up with this idea. And the idea is that when you tackle problems, you don't tackle the whole thing at once. You don't tackle the whole elephant. You only tackle little parts of it, and it makes it more manageable. So it was basically a metaphor for how to deal with daily stresses in coping with, you know, keeping your mental health at a good level.
You can basically talk about anything then, really, that relates to your life and sight loss.
Exactly. So we then picked out, you know, some ideas that we had about how mental health affects each one of us, and a roundtable discussion. Each of the episodes was born out of discussions that came out of that, you know, roundtable.
So give us an example then of a couple of discussions so far then, because I noticed one of them was even talking about hiding your sight loss, which I know some of us have done through our life at certain times. We've tried to hide the fact that we have a vision problem.
Yeah, so that episode about identity was one that was really important to each one of us. We'd found throughout our respective lives that at points we felt the need to hide our vision loss, whether it be growing up in the face of peer pressure to, you know, sort of feel a bit more normal and to not deal with peer bullying, or whether it be, you know, just getting into your 20s and trying to deal with your adult identity and then trying to cope with vision loss on top of it. Identity is really crucial to, you know, who we are as people with vision loss. You know, it forms such a big part of our life, and to deny it is really something that is not good for mental health. And each one of us found through our experiences that, you know, it was quite detrimental to, you know, have that period in our lives where we thought that we didn't have to show the world our vision loss and tried to minimise it.
I know in my case, Jane, I had a business for years, and I was working with lorries and big plant equipment, and my sight was going, and I was in that twilight zone where you were trying to continue doing your work, but you knew that really your sight was failing and you were going to have to actually give it up. And you know, if you're not in that situation, it's hard to really understand what it means, but if your whole living revolves around what you do, it is a massive, massive decision.
It is. It's enormous. And I mean, when I got into my early 20s, I had a really enormous shift of identity when I was told I would lose my vision completely. And until that point, I had quite a stable sense of identity of who I was. And then suddenly this curveball was thrown at me, where I suddenly had to reconfigure the world according to vision loss, according to, you know, declining sight. And, you know, it was really confronting. There was a lot of grief involved in that process. And there was a lot of, you know, I went digging. I went digging for stories like those that we've shared on this podcast. I wanted to see other people who had got through it and who had, you know, experienced similar things. And, yeah, I know that this experience is universal, that each one of us, no matter at what stage in our life we come to vision loss, that we all have this experience of having our identity rocked in some way.
It's glaucoma, isn't it, that you live with?
Yes, it's glaucoma. So it's been since birth. It's congenital glaucoma, but it's now in a very advanced stage.
Now, I've got Stargardt's macular dystrophy, which obviously is a form of macular disease. Do you find that people's reactions and the experience that they have vary depending on what kind of eye condition they have?
I think so. I think it does vary. The actual practical element of losing vision and how it affects your day-to-day life obviously is going to have some variation. But I do think there's still this universal expression of how it affects each one of us in terms of mental health. What came through in the initial discussions before we did the podcast and then on the podcast when we got to speaking to each other was that we all had very similar lived experience. The emotions and the, you know, challenges that we ultimately had to overcome were very similar.
Does it vary, do you think, between men and women? Do their experiences differ, do you think?
I don't think so. What happened when we got into that podcast was it became apparent that for the experiences of our male participants as well as our female participants, we all had really common ground. I do think the level of vision loss has some variation in how much of an impact it has. The severe the vision loss being, obviously, the more facets of your life that it ultimately impacts. But I do think, you know, at the end of the day, that for each person, no matter of gender, they still have the same, you know, emotional response to loss. Grief is a universal expression.
And do you think in some ways this gives people a chance to talk about this that wouldn't ordinarily get involved with this?
Yes, I think so. And in fact, when we came out of that identity podcast episode that I was involved in, one of my peers who also appeared on it with me turned to me and said, I never would have had this discussion publicly until I was, you know, put in this place where I realised that on air that I had a very similar experience without actually actively realising that I had done so. I know that certainly from my own experience of going looking for other people's stories, that there are other people out there that will be seeking these types of stories to hear to make them feel less alone in the world. Ultimately, that's our audience. We want, you know, other people in the vision impaired community to feel less alone. We've all been through it, and it cuts across country. It cuts across gender. We're all together in this.
I think a common misconception is that when you live with sight loss, you automatically get to know many other people who are either blind or with low vision. And yet that's not actually the case. I mean, some people don't know any other blind people, do they?
Yes, no, and I certainly didn't. I came from a country town in northern New South Wales here in Australia. And in that town, I only knew one other person with vision loss. He was several years older than me, but other than that, I had no common ground with any of my peers in relation to my vision loss. I'm also hearing impaired as well. So yes, certainly there's many people out there in communities that have no one around them to speak to that have had similar lived experience. And perhaps in some way, by hearing this, they might feel like they have a connection to someone else, even if they can't speak to them directly.
That's an interesting point that you made earlier as well. It's an experience that is quite universal the world over, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think, you know, no person should have to feel like they're alone in this or that their experiences are somehow, you know, vastly different to anyone else. I was really surprised when I moved to the city here in Brisbane and met other people who had similar vision loss to myself, that the things that I found difficult to do, even just practically, were exactly the same as what they were struggling with. And that sense of unity was really important for me developing greater confidence in how I navigate the world.
And I think for men, sometimes it can be, I can only talk from my own experiences, it can be a bit emasculating. Yes. from my own point of view sometimes when you think, I can't do the things that I used to do and I should be able to do. And you don't want to talk about that as a man usually.
Yes, I can understand that. I mean, you know, I think there's a certain expectation for men not to speak up about mental health, and I think that's more universal, that goes beyond vision loss, that to general mental health, to stay silent. And I don't think that's necessarily a good thing, because I think the ramifications ultimately of staying silent means that when, you know, it all comes to a head later on, that it will be a lot worse than if they had the support around them to speak out and find other people that are experiencing the same things.
And I've heard in discussions about mental health problems and challenges that sometimes it's been pent up for so many years, and yet the initial talking about it with someone, although not easy, it's amazing how that can make a huge difference to actually starting to solve the issues that you have.
It's an incredible release and relief when you finally get to speak to someone and they get it. They really get it. And you know that you're speaking to someone that isn't just saying, I understand, that they actually have that experience to have been there themselves.
So the podcast's called Don't Eat the Whole Elephant. So obviously you just eat it in bite-sized chunks when we're talking about...
Exactly.
Yeah,
we're talking... Exactly. You don't tackle the whole lot at once. You only tackle it in little bits.
So how do we actually access the podcasts?
So the way you can access this podcast is from the Vision Australia website. You can download it from there, or you can go to the Podbean website and download it from there. It's also available through that podcast platform.
Have you enjoyed being involved with this?
It's been a fabulous experience. The response to it has been much greater than I expected. I didn't realise how many people would come forward and share similar stories of their own experience. I think that's deeply empowering, not only as someone who was involved in the podcast of telling my own story, but, you know, it's empowering for them to be able to have someone else that they can say, yes, I've experienced these same things. You're telling my story.
And I think some people might be a little bit ashamed and think to themselves, you know, I don't want to talk about my issue. It seems so trivial. And yet there is no such thing as a trivial issue, is there?
Never. No problem is ever trivial. If it's important to you, it's important. I don't think our society does a very good job with this of making everything relative to each other. Oh, I shouldn't be unhappy because someone else in some other country is doing it so much worse than me. No, if you're struggling, that's valid.
And what kind of feedback then have you had from people that have been involved?
Oh, fantastic. My peers that I have been involved with through this podcast have thoroughly enjoyed the experience, and I know that each one of them in their own way has really benefited greatly from being able to share their lived experience to help someone else. The ultimate goal of all of us was to be able to connect the low vision and blind community and make them feel like they're less alone. It's a simple goal, but hopefully one that is far-reaching.
Well, it all sounds very exciting. Would you like to hear from some people living with sight loss from over here in the UK?
Yes, we would absolutely love to hear from other people to share their stories and to, you know, connect with us in the way of saying that, yes, you know, where we share your universal story as well.
Well, it's a fantastic project, and wish you all the best with the podcasting. Jane Britt from Vision Australia, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Thank you for having me on.